Every year, the Iowa High School Athletic Association makes revisions to the football rule book to improve the game and make it safer. Tonight, we sit down with Myron Lynn of Pella, a longtime high school and small college official, to bring us up to date on four significant changes to the rule book this year. Two are safety related, one has to do with pass interference, and the last is an attempt to curb gamesmanship. Let's start with safety, which has been a major emphasis over the last several years at all levels of football. And it starts with the very first play of every game, the kickoff.
The pop-up style football, kickoff from a tee has been popular in the last few years. And this kickoff beginning in 2017 is now illegal in high school football. This type of kick can lead to short kicks with players waiting to get the ball to come down for them, and a very high potential for injuries. And as we've talked in the last couple of years, some of the more severe injuries occur during kickoffs, just because of the nature of the speed and the collisions that occur. And you may remember over the last couple of years now, they've changed the rules with regard to onside kicks, where now you have to have at least four people on each side of the ball. You can't have all 10 on one side. And in addition to that, all of the kickoff team, they have to be within the 5-yard belt before the 40-yard line. Otherwise, they were getting that 20-yard head start, you know, and going full speed. So the pop-up kickoff off a tee this year is now illegal, and it's for a safety reason.
The next rule change has to do with the blindside block and redefining what's allowed and what's not allowed.
This year, certain blindside blocks are going to be illegal. And we've all seen a bone-crushing block on a punt return where the person chasing the ball receiver is knocked down and then by a blocker who he didn't even see coming. And by definition in 2017, a blindside block is defined as a block against an opponent other than the runner who does not see the blocker approaching. And we've all seen those kind of blocks where they light them up and send them halfway down the street. These kinds of blocks typically occur on a change of possession, like a punt return, mm-hmm. an interception return, or what we refer to as a peel back block, where an offensive player is downfield and then turns and comes back towards the line of scrimmage where a defender is chasing the ball carrier, and it gives him a shot when he didn't see this person coming. So this is a safety rule. However, this blindside block, even though illegal, if you initiate that block with your shoulder or with your forearm or anything like that, this blindside block is still legal if the forceful contact of the block is initiated with open hands. So what we're going to be looking for this year on any block that might appear to be a blindside block is how did that that block get initiated? Because if that blocker has his hands outreached, open hands, not closed, but open hands, and makes that initial contact with the defender who's chasing the ball carrier, and almost basically, if he pushes him pushes him over, maybe knocks him over, but it's a push instead of a block, that block is still legal now in 2017 going forward. And we anticipate that to continue like that for a number of years.
One rule that's varied from high school to the college game to the pros is pass interference, specifically face guarding. That rule has been updated for Friday nights.
The defensive secondary, up until this year, they were restricted from putting their hands in front of a receiver's face. So if a receiver is running downfield, there's a pass, the defender is beaten by a step or two, he can put his if he put his arms up and put his hands in front of the receiver's eyes, it was face guarding, and that was the same as a pass interference penalty as if you had bumped into him and knocked him down as a pass. That rule did not apply in college football. Face guarding was legal in college football. Starting in 2017, it is legal for a defensive back to face guard a receiver on a pass play. The other thing I might mention, just from an official's perspective on this, is that it's difficult at times to see if the person is actually face guarding or if he's just really trying to leap to grab the ball and so on. And those kinds of decision-making processes are now eliminated from this year.
Lastly, the Iowa High School Athletic Association wants the game to be decided on the field by the players, not by gamesmanship and taking advantage of loopholes in the rules. One such loophole has been closed.
This is kind of a reflection upon what's happened in the college football ranks. NCAA rules established some timing issues in the last 2 minutes and 1 minute of each half. And this is going to be a very similar matter to that. Any time that there is a penalty in the last 2 minutes of each half, not the quarter, but it has to be in the last 2 minutes of the half, the team that was offended by the penalty, if the clock would have started as a result of the end of that play, that team that was offended by the penalty gets a choice of whether or not the clock starts on the snap or on the ready for play. So this will take away some of the shenanigans that you might see near an end of a game where an offensive team has a three-point lead. They've got the ball. It's a minute and a half to go, and they go up to the line of scrimmage. Clock is running. They false start. And they stop the clock, and they mark their ball ready for play, and the officials start the clock again, which is the normal rule for that, and they do it again. And so now you run off 25 seconds on several sequences and never force the team to initiate a snap. So this is going to avoid any of those shenanigans that might occur in high school football.
Our thanks to Myron Lynn of Pella, a longtime official who will once again be patrolling the field on Friday nights and Saturday afternoons this fall. Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.